Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an international business consultant and just with great success and great acclaim. He's the author of a number of books, which you hear me talking about even when he's not here, like Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me use that term and attributing it to Peter, of course, when he's not even here. So we've learned a lot from him over the years, and he's joining us again now to talk to us about how to get guarantees for success. I like guarantees, don't you? Peter Meyer, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for letting me come back on the show again.
Welcome. You're always welcome back on the show, Peter. Guarantees. Guarantees for success, guaranteeing your work. Guarantee is a pretty strong word, isn't it?
Which is why it's such a good word. It should be a strong word, and we should consider it to be a very strong statement. And you're going to ask me, I'll just go ahead and anticipate this, why and how I can suggest offering a complete satisfaction guarantee to any small business. Small business should do that. To guarantee success, offer a guarantee. Now, I'll answer my own question. I do it for my own firm because I'm selfish. I get two big benefits in solo, anybody who wants to try it and do it themselves. So the first benefit is I make more money. The second benefit is
I guarantee success. It actually makes you more money.
Without question,
some people would. Some people would think that that's counterintuitive, right? I mean, if you're a cynical, you might say, well, a guarantee is going to cost me money.
Of course you might. And I've had experiences where I've had those conversations with people, both inside my own company where I work for IBM. And also between customers and clients and myself. All I can tell you is that when we test that proposition, more money is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second major reason is I like to guarantee, and I like people to offer guarantees because they feel better about themselves. If you look through your business day and you want to feel better about what you offer, you want to feel better about yourself and your business, offer a guarantee. Stand behind your work in a visible way. You'll feel better about yourself. And why not take advantage of that and get paid more, too?
Well, one of the things about it is when you, if you have a credential, if you've got some experience, you've got a track record, you're a known quantity, so to speak, in your field when people are considering you, when you offer a guarantee, that kind of takes a lot of objections and a lot of concerns and installs a little bit of a peace of mind, doesn't it, for folks?
It does, and people will consistently pay more to know they're being taken care of.
There you go.
But let me go back to something you just said. If you're well-known and you have a good image in the market, you've had a business there for a long time, people like you, then a guarantee will help you make more money. If you are brand new and you have never been in this market before and you're starting a home market of some kind, which is what I write about. When you are brand new, a guarantee will help you establish yourself twice or three times as quickly as anybody else could do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're standing out from the crowd by saying, I believe in taking care of you, my customer.
Well, when you're new, and see, I mean, I went through that when I started my consulting business in 89.
Mm-hmm.
The people I worked with actually knew me because I'd worked with them in other industries.
Of course.
Those are the people that I called on. Knew me, they knew about my character and that kind of thing, but I had not been a consultant as such before, and so my guarantee in those days had to be couched a little differently than later on when if I guaranteed it, they just took me at my word because of my experience that I'd acquired. So I had to structure my relationship with them maybe in a way that was a little more dependent upon performance and less on my words. Does that make sense?
It's always, of course, going to be dependent upon performance. But, Jim, everybody in the English-speaking world knows sir. No question about that. But if I'm opening a brand-new tire store in a town that's 50 miles away from where I am now, mm-hmm. I want people to know who I am right away.
Right.
And that's where saying, I will guarantee your satisfaction, will bring people in my door. Mm-hmm. And it says that I stand for something. And but, that's important.
And you're going to have opportunities to give people the feeling that when you say you mean it. And one of those ways is by demonstrating character at certain times, by the way you structure your proposal. Those are little indicators that give people peace of mind. I want to get Peter to help us talk about this some more. We're talking about guaranteeing success, folks, by guaranteeing your work. A 20 till, actually. Right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.